Just Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samach Aleph in Maseches Erevin, the 281st daf in Shas. We're going to pick up 9 lines in on Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, quoting Rav Nachman. The way we're going to actually learn Rav Nachman is do something you hardly ever do. Usually, you go back to the previous Mishnah that you've learned. Over here, we're actually going to jump ahead and take a look at the next Mishnah, and that's where Rav Nachman is going to be analyzing. Let's take a look at the next Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, and Rav Nachman will deal with this Mishnah. On the bottom of Samach Aleph Beis, the Gemara made reference to this Mishnah, and Rav Nachman begins to discuss the Mishnah, even though we're only going to get to the Mishnah another 30 lines later. Let's take a look at the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. Anshei ir gedola mahalchanes kol ir ktana. People in a large city, if there is a small city that is in the tchum, they're allowed to walk throughout the small city as well. Now the chiddush over here is, even if it's outside of the tchum, once part of the tchum reaches the ir ktana, so then in such a case, you're able to walk throughout it. Now, our Mishnah and our Girsa has Va'anshi ir ktana mahalchanes kol ir gedola, and people in the small city could walk throughout the large city if their tchum ends in the middle of the city. However, there are two Girsos. One Girsa is, if you take a look at the side of your Gemara, there are some who say Ve'ein anshi ir ktana mahalchanes kol ir gedola, and that's what Rav Nachman is going to analyze. 9 lines from the top, first word on line is lay. Amar of Nachman, mandatani inshi lo mishtabish. The one who had the girsa inshi, that's not a mistake. Umandatani ain inshi lo mishtabish. And that is Shita who said ain inshi, that's also not a mistake. Mandatani inshi lo mishtabish. The mandamar who learned that anshi ir ktana could be mahalchanis kol ir gedola. Demukimla binosin. He will learn that we're talking about where you put the Erev inside of the city. If you're from an Ir Ktana and you put the Erev inside of the Ir Gedola, so then the halach is that you're allowed to walk throughout the Ir Gedola. Uman detani. What's the chiddush? Okay, so let's first learn the Mishnah for the chiddush. Rav Nachman is just telling us how to read the Mishnahs. Okay. Uman detani ein inshi lo mishtabish, and the one who says ain, that if you're from an Ir Ktana you can't walk through the Ir Gedola, demukim la bimodod. That man learns that we're not talking about a case where he put down the Eruv, but rather he measured out the end of his tchum, and then in such a case he can't walk further into the Ir Gedola. And then you have to read this mission the following way. V'hachi tani, and this is what it should state. Anshi ir gedola, mahalchin is kol ir ktana. Anshi ir gedola could go throughout the small city. V'ein anshi ir ktana, mahalchin is kol ir gedola. But the anshi ir ktana can't go through the ir gedola. Bamed varam amurim b'moidet. That's only if you measured out your tchum in the middle of that city. Avol misho yibir gedola, v'niach haseru b'ir ktana. You could go throughout the city, v'chutzala, and outside of it, alpayamama. Learning with the young men in Ramat Beit Shemesh, quite a few of them screamed out, what's the chidush of the Mishnah? That's a fair question. Maybe when we get to the Mishnah, we'll pause a little and we'll bang our heads together. But in the meantime, that's what's going on in the Gemara. So far, so good, Yoni? Sounds a little violent. Bang our heads together. What's that?
V'chutzala alpayim amma means you go first to the wall of the city and then you get another 2,000
amma. V'chutzala means at the end of the city you have another 2,000 amma. It's considered it was Rishus. Okay. All right. Right now I'm not yet learning B'iyun. I'm trying to put my commas and my question marks in the right place. Good. Beautiful. You guys are asking great questions. Amar of Yosef. Amar Rabbi Barab. Amar of Huna. Ir sheyosheves al svas hanachal, a city that sits by the edge of a brook. Im yesh lefaneh adaka. Now, daka is a word that we've come across before. Very good. It has a daka, a mechitza arbo. Now, here, this is quite a big chiddush. You need a mechitza 4 amos. So then, modid in law misvas hanachal. Then the tchum starts from the edge of the nachal. In other words, you can consider it all the way that his house goes up until the nachal when it has that mechitza. V'im lav, but if not, ein modid in law el mipesach beisai. You can't count that whole area between his house and the nachal. His tchum starts by his doorway. What's the pshat? L'chura, generally, most people's tchum do not start by their doorway. Where does your tchum start in Ramat Beit Shemesh? I don't know, let's say 38, right? By the 38, let's say. And where does the tchum start in New York City? So, at the edge of New York City, wherever there's no longer people that are living. But either way, most people's tchum doesn't start by the edge of their house. So why is this different? And here we're talking about a whole city. So Yosef's answer doesn't work. So Rashi explains that what's going on is the following. We learned earlier in the sugyas the concept of huts, that if you have things that are so flimsy that they're like shacks that are made out of reeds, in such a case that doesn't have any chashivas as a city, and the tchum starts for the person right there. Now in those days, and we saw this in New York City in Hurricane Sandy, right? It's possible for the Brooks to... One of my Talmidim's father showed me a picture that in their basement, the whole basement was flooded, and there was an eel inside. You know what an eel is? E-E-L? It's like these... An eel came. They found it weeks and weeks and weeks later. So... It's like a... yeah, it has a... It's a very, very, very large snake. So it was so... It came in with the water. It has an electric power. So the point is that since a brook could run over, so then in such a case, it doesn't have the din of a city as law at all. V'imlav ein modid in law elam pesach beso. Amar le abaye daka arba amisar mentlon Allah. Maishna mikol daki dalma darba. The Talmidim remembered that Arba generally means four tfachim, excellent. And yet over here, we're saying what? Over here we're saying that you need four amas. Amalei hasam lo bisa tashmishte. Hacha bisa tashmishte. If you don't have four amas and you live next to a river, then people are afraid. They never feel comfortable. They never relax. Only if they have a large wall, then will they be relaxed, and only then is it a significant mechitza. The Gemara continues five lines before the wide. Amar Rav Yosef Minah Aninla. How do I know this idea? How do we know that the halacha is that you need a full wall of four amas in order to be able to say that you could go and be included in the whole city? The sanya we learned in the Braisa. Hit the Rebbe, Shihu b'nei geder yordin l'chamsin. There were two cities. One was called Gader, and the other was called Chamsin. Let's take a look. Hey, who has the picture book over here? So we have in Rashi, none of the Talmidim... Oh, you do have. Let's take a look. All right, we just checked the Hod V'Hadar, and it doesn't have, but we have in Rashi. Rashi gives us a crude picture over there. The printers of Rashi give us a crude picture. Gader was higher up on a mountain, and Chamsin was lower down on a mountain. So Rebbe allowed the people from Gader to carry to Chamsin, Ve'ein b'nei Chamsin olin l'Gader, but they didn't allow the people from Chamsin to go up to Gader. My time, what's the reason? La mishum dahani avudaka, because the people from Gader made a wall, and to protect from the slope, to protect themselves from the slope. So once they made a strong wall, then they're considered a city. But if people are not protected on the mountain, so then in such a case, their dira is not considered a full-fledged dira. My time, lamishim dahani avudaka, as you see in the Rashi. Vahani lo avudaka, but Chamsin didn't do a daka. So what do we see? We see that in order for your city to have a din of a city, it needs to have appropriate walls that protect it. Either if you have a very scary mountain, you got to put a wall by the mountain. And if they're next to a river, you got to put a big wall by the river. So that's what Rabbi Yosef says is the makar for this idea that you need a strong wall. Ki asa Rav Dimi, Amar Matrugi Mitartrigi Lo B'nei Gadol B'nei Chamsin. He gave a different pshat. He said the Bnei Gader were gangsters, and they were beat up. Mitatrigi means to beat up. They would beat up the Bnei Chamsin when they would come into the city. And therefore, the Bnei Chamsin don't have the right to carry there because it's not normal for them to go into that tchum. Umay hiter, what does it mean he allowed? Hiskin, he made a takana. Umay shna Shabbos, and why dafkan Shabbos, they say that they can't go there? Because they did a terrible, terrible thing that unfortunately still exists in the Jewish community today. Umay shna Shabbos, deshchicha bo shichrus, that people would drink and they'd get drunk on Shabbos. And because they would get drunk on Shabbos, then that would bring out the worst inside of them. So why do we let the people of God there to go to Chamsin? In such a case, they're going to beat them up when they go to there. Says the Gemara, a dog that's not in his regular place, he's not likely to bite. Where is he more likely to bite? Where he feels comfortable. Where he feels vulnerable. So the people in God there would beat the people up from Chamsin when they would come to them. But passing into Chamsin, that we're not too worried about. Hashanami matmatrigu b'nei Chamsin b'nei Gader. But in such a case, why aren't we concerned that the b'nei Chamsin are going to beat up the b'nei Gader to get them back? No. The b'nei God there were strong enough that they would defend themselves from the Bnei Chamsin when they passed through Chamsin. Period. That's, so we've had two explanations of what Rebbe was doing. Either Rebbe was creating an ear because you need a good gate, and if you don't have a good gate to protect from the slope of the mountains, you're not considered a city, or you need to protect for the water. And the final explanation that the Gemara just gave was a totally different one, that was Stama Takana, because the people that got drunk on Shabbos. Rav Sabin, what do you see? You see that the Rabbanim have to make takonis about the people that drink on Shabbos. Rav Safra Omar. Rav Safra said the following. Ira asuya kekeshes havoy. We're talking about, and this we've already discussed a lot in detail earlier, where we have the sugya of ira asuya kekeshes a few blot ago, right? Yeah. Sounds familiar, guys?
Yeah.
So if you have
4,000.
If you have a city, take a look at the diagram in the Tosos. You have the shape over there of Asuya Kikeshes. So you have a city that's like an oval. Can anybody give me a Mara Mokum in Ramat Beit Shemesh? I'm a little Nogea Bedover. If a block could be a city, it's actually large enough for it to be a city. Nachal Achish, I'm Nogea Bedover. Nachal Achish could be a city by itself, and it's Mamish Asuya, it's Ir Asuya Kikeshes, right? So where do you measure the Tchum if Nachal Achish was a city by itself? Definitely in terms of the amount of people, there are definitely enough people to be called a city. Where do you measure the Tchum? Do you measure for the people who live on the inside of Lachish? In other words, at the top of the spitz of the circle, does their Tchum start right at the edge? Or do you measure from closer to my house? Or do you measure in the middle? We live closer to the edge. So the Gemara says, as Yosef remembers, it depends how far apart the two edges are. So back into the Gemara. It was an ira soy kikeshes, and therefore he was telling them that one cannot carry to the other. Says Rashi, let's take a look at Rashi, 10 lines from the bottom. Ira soy kikeshes havo. Chimsin was an ira soy kikeshes. Ubein shnei roshel. Yoser midalid alofim, and there were 4,000. There was more than 4,000 amos between the edges of the arch. Damrin bereish pirkin. That was on daf nun hey mid aleph. Modin lo min akeshes kol echom ipesach beisa. V'yoser shalol letzad geder hochin hilkach yardim bnei geder lechamsin. The people from bnei geder could go to chamsin sharei modin lo geder mechamasa, because they would measure from their walls. V'chol chamasa muvlos b'tchumea. All of Chamsin was sitting inside of Goder. U'bnei Chamsin hayoshvim b'keshes u'modlo min ha'keshes chol ha'tchumin b'roshea shel Geder. But their tchum ends from Geder. V'ein yichol likon esla. And they weren't able to go inside. Let's take a look and see it in the Hod V'Hadar. So we're in the Hod V'Hadar picture Tav Ches. We have Chamsin being the Keshes, God there being the box that is next to it, and we see that there's less than 2,000 amis from Geder to Chamsin, and therefore Geder is within all parts of Chamsin. However, when it comes to the edges of Chamsin, the edges of Chamsin are more than 4,000 amos from each other. So then in such a case, the edge of Chamsin doesn't follow the tchum of the bottom, but rather they follow the tchum from on top. Hence, we learned that Rebbe said she had behaved bnei geder yardin the Chamsin, that bnei geder could go to Chamsin because they're within 2,000 amos. However, we learned that the bnei Chamsin can't go together because since they're already out of the tchum, that they're more than 4,000 amos from each other, so then in such a case, not everybody from Chamsin could automatically go to Geder. Because just because Geder is in the general circle, since the circle is too large, Chamsin cannot go to Geder. Says Rav Dima, where we're talking about where one is an ir gdola and the other is an ir ktana. That we learned above, and we're going to learn in a moment in the Mishnah, that there are manda amrim who say that anshi ir ktana cannot walk throughout the ir gdola, as we saw beforehand. So that's Rav Dimi's teretz. Rav Kahana masna hachi. Rav Tavuma Masnachi. So there were different gersos of how to give a teretz. Rav Safra, Rav Dima, Chanina, Chad Omer, Ira, so you can catch this havoi, the Chad Omer, Anshir Ketana, the Anshir Gedola havoi. So we have quite a few different explanations. Let's try to count them together of the case of Chamsin and Goder. One explanation of Chamsin and Goder is that one of them had a mechitza and the other one didn't. That was the first explanation of the Gemara. Second explanation of the Gemara was that they were beating each other up and it was just a takana midrabanan. Third explanation was that was the ir asuya kikeshes, as we delineated. And finally, anshe ir gedola and anshe ir ktana, that we learned that the anshe ir ktana can't walk throughout the anshe ir gedola, and we're about to see that elaborated in the next mission. Let's begin 10 lines from the bottom on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. V'anshi ir gedola mahalchin is called ir ktana. V'anshi ir ktana mahalchin is called ir gedola. Now that we said is a big machloikis in the previous Gemara, whether the girsa should be anshi ir ktana mahalchin is called ir gedola, or they can't go b'chol ir gedola. But our girsa is that they can. Our previous Gemara assumed that there were very legitimate opinions. The Rishalmi also in the Masoret HaShas quotes as well, that you cannot. Keitza, Mishaya Bir Gedola, Venasna Se Ruba Bir Ktana. Someone who's living in a large city, and he puts his Erev into a small city, or vice versa, Bir Ktana Venasna Se Ruba Bir Gedola, Mahale Cheskula V'chutzala Alpayim Amo. That the halacha is that you can walk in the entire city. Why? Because the entire city is considered one Rishus according to the Chachamim. And then, so you're Kona Shvisa, that the entire ear is one Dalit Amis. And then you Cheshbin 2,000 Amis after that. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. We've already seen this Machloikis in a few places. Earlier on Daf Samach we had it, as well as we've quoted Rabbi Akiva in other instances as well. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Ein Lo Ela Makom Eruva El Payim Amo. Rabbi Akiva says you don't view the city as being one that form of Dalet Amis, but rather you look at him, his Shvisa stops here. Where is Shvisa stop? In middle of Beis Tefillah. That's where Shvisa stops, and he counts 2,000 Amis from next to the Bima in Beis Tefillah. But you don't count all of Ramat Beit Shemesh as one Rishus. Rabbi Akiva, the Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, what? Rabbi Akiva says to the Chachamim, you guys are not moda to me to say that if somebody would put his Erev by a cave, that you don't measure the whole area. You just look at, you count 2,000 Amos from the exact place of the Erev. So to hear, why do you look at Ramat Beit Shemesh as being all one set of Dalit Amos? Amrulo, Amosai, when are you right that you start from the Makom HaErev? Rabbi says a very important Mishnah. Amosai bisman shein ba diurin. That's only if there's no one that's living there. Aval yesh ba diurin mahalech eskula. But if there are people who live there, so then it's all considered daladams. If we be learning bi'iyun, what type of question will we have to ask? What type of question will we have to ask? We'd have to ask like this. We would have to ask, what's the svara? What does diurin have to do with saying it all becomes daladams? Fine, but what is Umeichi Tesi that now becomes Dalinamis? How? Why? Why? Why should that be so? Okay. All right, one day, Mirtz Hashem, you guys will learn Erevin Bi'iyun. Al Yeshba Diur Malach Eskula V'chutza Alpay Mama. Nimtza Kal Teicha Me'al Gaba. And we see that it's more lenient inside the cave. If people live inside of the cave, then the whole cave becomes Dalet Amis, on top of the cave, where no one's living on top of the cave, so then you start Mamish from where the Eruv is. Ulamodeid, and someone who measures out his tchum outside of a city, that's not in a city, Sha'amru Nosin Alpayim Amma, Sha'filosof Midaso Kolob Ma'ara, even if it ends in the middle of a Ma'ara, inside a Ma'ara, there his tchum ends, and he doesn't get anything more. And that, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon both agree. Now we're going to have the machlokas in our Gemara on the top of Samach Aleph on the base between Shmuel and Rabbi Eliezer, how far the Shita of the Rabbanon goes. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shavas bi'ir chareva. What happens if he rested not in a city that's populated with houses, but destroyed the city? L'Rabbanon mahalich eskula. Rabbanon say you still have the whole city. V'chutzala alpayim amma. And you can walk 2,000 amas. He nirach is a ruve bir chareva, but if he put his eruv in an ir chareva, ein lo mimokom eruvo el al payim amas. The only thing that he's entitled to is 2,000 amas. Oh, so Davi asks me what the difference. So we're going to be l'shita seinu that you have to learn bi'iyun. What exactly are all the svaras over here? So that lets Einachanami, it's a fair question. What should the Svara be to differentiate between the two? So at least now we have to be Masbir Shmuel. Anybody have any suggestion what Shmuel's Svara is? Okay, we don't know. We banged our heads together and we just came out a little bloody and that's it. So we got stuck. Okay, let's continue on. Rabbi Eliezer says, Echad Shavas v'Echad Einiach. It doesn't matter whether he rested or he put down an Erev. You have the whole city and 2,000 amas. In other words, the machlek is over here between Shmuel and Rebbe Eliezer is the chachamim who normally give us all a Ramat Beit Shemesh. Is that in all cases of the city or are there exceptions? Rebbe Eliezer says in all cities you get the whole city and then 2,000 amas. However, Shmuel says that does not apply if you put your Eruv into an ir chareva. Somehow we have to say that if it's an ir charuv, then it's not considered joined together. Somehow, though, if you're when you're shelvis, it's going to be different. That's where we get stuck. Okay. Either way, if svara or not, let's continue on analyzing this machlokes. Meisive frek deheligi gemode amalen Rabbi Akiva. We learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said iatim moedim li. The Rabbi Akiva said, wouldn't you agree that if a person puts the Erev inside a cave that he doesn't get 2,000 amas? Amrulo, so the Chacham say, no, that's different. Bizman, Amosai, Bizman, Shein, Ba, Diurin. You are asking me from a cave where there's no Diurin. Habein, Ba, Diurin, Modelay. So what do we deduce? That ain't a chanami, the Rabbanon would say, of course, if there's no diurin, then you don't get the whole city. Who's that a raya for, Rabbi Isai? Who's that raya for? That seems to be, it's a raya for Shmuel. Because Shmuel said that the Chachamim would not say their shita when it comes to diurim. And the Chacham don't always say you get the whole city. Answers the Gemara, my aim by diurin. What does it mean aim by diurin? According to Rabbi Eliezer, Eina Ru'uya Ladira. It's not something that's possible to live in. But Eina Chanami, you don't need the urine mamish. Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. Shavas Bi'ir. if he rested in a city. Antiochia. It's a Greek name. Even if it's such a large city like Antiochia. Bima'ara. Afilu, and the same applies a cave. Afilu kima'aras Sikio Melech Yehuda. Even if it's like the caves of Sikio. So Menachem reminded me, of course, that these are the caves that Sikio built to escape before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So they were beautiful, large caves. Kima'aras Sikio Melech Yehuda. Mahalich Eskula. You could go throughout the cave. V'chutzla apayim amma. Katani, we learned. Here, Dumya de Ma'ara, that the city is like a cave. Ma Ma'ara Chareva. A Ma'ara is not a built up thing. A Ma'ara is a Chareva. Afir Chareva, Vishavasin, and it says Dafka if he was Shavas, that Alochi is that he gets the whole city. Avali Nuyach Loi. But if he puts down the Erev, he doesn't get it. That's again a Raya to Shmuel against Rabbi Eliezer. Then if it's something that's Charuv, you don't get the whole area. Mani. So now the Gemara analyzes. Elema Rabbi Akiva, Mayer Chareva, Fil Yeshiva Nami. If we're going according to Rabbi Akiva said, even Yeshiva, you don't have the whole thing. Rabbi Akiva never gives you the whole thing. Ela, so what do you have to say? Elav Rabbanan. The time of the Shavasin, Aval Iniach Loi. But you see that Iniach, you don't get the whole Ir Chareva. And for the Halig Gemara, Loi Tame Ir Dumiv Dema'ara. No, it doesn't mean a city like a Ma'ara, El Ma'ara Dumya Di'ir. We're talking about a Ma'ara that's like a city. What's a Ma'ara that's like the city? We're going to see that Sikio's Ma'ara was not Stama Chareva. It was built like a city. Ma'ir Yeshiva, Af Ma'ara Yeshiva. Rabbi Akiva Yidomar, Elo Mokome Ruva El Apayim Amo. Ubishabis Modi. Vaha Kimar Sikio Katani. Kimara Sikio, Velo Kimara Sikio, Kimara Sikio Gedola. It was like Mara Sikio that it's big, but Dilu Hasam Chareva, Vahachi Yeshiva. Here we're talking about something that was so big like Mara Sikio, and it was also royally Yeshiva. So then, in such a case, it doesn't have the halach of Chareva. And therefore, you can't bring a raya to the machlokis between Shmuel and Rabbi Eliezer, Bedas, or Rabbanah when it comes to Chareva, because at the end of the day, it's the same thing. There's a difference between a ma'ara that's be yeshiva, that's being used and settled, like a developed bunker, versus a ma'ara sikyo, which even though it was large, it wasn't entirely developed, and therefore you can't bring a raya to the machlokis that we had before, because the machlokis that we had before is from a chareva, and here we're talking about a ma'ara, a bunker, that's entirely been developed. Mayudash chinul b'nei b'merchas the kamosiv aruvayu b'beit knishta the bay uaguver. Rabbi Yehuda found the people of Berchasa that they put an eruv into the Beis Hakneses of Bay Aguver. Amar luhu gavu beit tvei kehecha delishru luchei tvei. So Mar Yehuda said to them, you should be sparred and put the Erev all the way at the end of the Beis HaKnesses so that you'll be able to carry more. In order to be able to carry more. Why did Mar Yehuda give this suggestion? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is that you don't get the whole area of the shul. You only count 2,000 amas from exactly where the Erev is. So there they spoke about B'nei Berchasa in the shul of Bei Aguvar. It's the same thing we spoke about an Erev inside a Beis Tvila. So where do you start the Cheshbon? Let's say it's not a city by itself from Abbe Chemish. There's the shul. So do you start the Cheshbon Dafka from the Erev next to the Bima? Or do you start from outside of the shul? So according to Rabbi Akiva, you always start from directly from the Erev itself. So says Mar Yehuda, put it as far at the far end of the shul, so you'll get more 2,000 amos. Asks Ravatim, Amalei Rava, Palgo Be'erivin. You're disagreeing when it comes to Erivin with the Chachamim. You're disagreeing with the Rav. Less the Choshlo of the Rabbi Akiva. No one's worried about Rabbi Akiva. So they could put it next to the Bima, they could put it in the kitchen. It doesn't matter where they're going to put it. Why? Because the Beis HaKnesses is considered one Rishus like the Chachon, just like an ear, the Beis HaKnesses, and then they're going to count 2,000 Amis after Beis HaKnesses, and it doesn't matter where you put it. Hadron Allah Ketzad Ma'abrim. We conclude the daf over here.